And what we want you to do is perhaps work on your own or in pairs to start with, but it's really important that as a table you all agree on your results.
I get the feeling from going around the room that quite a few people have a conjecture in their head now. So if you're not quite sure what a conjecture is an idea that a mathematician has that they have some evidence to suggest might be true, but they haven't managed to prove it yet. Okay? So if you have a conjecture in your head that you think generally describes the family of tilted squares that are something across and one up, as we go around the room, just think to yourself whether other people's data is supporting your conjecture. Okay? So I need to start with a group who did two across one up. Did you agree on an answer? Five. Area of five. Okay? And the next group, three across one up. 10, okay. And then 17 was the one we did all together. 5 across one up. Who did 26? 26, okay. And the next group? 37, okay. And who did 7 across one up? 50. And finally, who did 8 across one up? 65. Okay.
Does anybody have any idea what it might be if it was 9 across 1 up? 10 across 1 up? And 12 across 1 up? 20 across 1 up? So we don't know whether you're right, but if you are right, then you're able to, you're now working out the areas of the square in much the same way as you worked out the areas of the squares in their usual orientation. And that's what we're after. So one way of generalizing this would be to say n across and one up. So it could look like a formula. So what were you doing when I was giving you different numbers?
Squaring the numbers, the way we're over there. If you're 7 across, we'd square 7, and then plus 1. It's n squared.
So how would you write the formula? What would you do if it was n across and 1 up?
N across and 1 up. N squared plus 1.
Great. I'm going to put a question mark by that because it's still a conjecture.
So far, all the information suggests that might be the formula.
But I might try a square that was a million across and one up and found that it didn't work. And that's happened to me before. So until I've got a proof of something, I don't remember that question mark.
Now then, we've concentrated on squares that look like these. Two across one up, three across one up, four across one up, five across one up. But of course, you can have other tilted squares. They can be more tilted. Two across two up, three across two up, four across two up, five across two up, six across two up. So, instead of being one up, this time they're going two up. If we stop Alison and we ask her to come all the way to the bottom and write n across two up, do you think the formula might be for working out the area? Result?
N squared plus two.
Right. And the reason I'm putting a question mark there is because it's a conjecture. And mathematicians, this is, in a way, what generates lots of mathematical activity. It's trying to answer these questions, are we right? Because if that is right, then we might also be able to predict what it is when it's something across and three up, and something across and four up.
So what it might be good to do would be the same again, have groups having a go at this, and actually working out the areas to see if the conjecture is true for these examples.
And Arthur's written six different ones, and we've got six different tables. But can I suggest that this time we start here and we go around the other way, so you get smaller squares to draw, and this group that drew the very smallest gets the largest square to draw this time.